Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're talking again about how the Spirit of God has expressed his own expression as living water. Well, he calls himself the fountain of living waters. We saw it starting in Genesis. We saw it all through the Hebrew Scriptures. We see it through the New Covenant. And it is finalized in the book of Revelation. And yesterday we talked about 21:6 in Revelation.
Yeah, where God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and I will give the fountain of water of life,
the water
freely
of life,
to whoever thirsts.
Hallelujah. And let's continue. The very last book of the New Covenant in Revelation, the very last chapter, Revelation 22.
John says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life.
Life.
Clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
The source of the rivers of living water is God himself.
Flows right from the throne.
And Jesus, his son. And then looking down almost at the very end of the book of Revelation, 22:17.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take the waters of life freely.
Freely take the waters of life. It's a free gift of God. You know, we don't have to earn it. We don't have to do any routine other than faith. Believe, believe, believe. Now, we have to repent, and that's a powerful statement there. We have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to say, oh, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. But at that point, we don't have to do 20 push-ups. We don't have to give money to the church or to good works. We don't have to roll up our sleeves and work on a chain labor until we're satisfied that we've paid the price. The price has been paid by the blood. All we have to do is say yes and take freely of the waters of life.
Yeah, what an exciting thought. And a great way of expressing it, and a Jewish way of expressing it, is in song.
Yes, our friend Marty Goetz, a Messianic Jewish worshiper par excellence, has written a song. This is many years ago. He's a psalmist, and using scripture, and to a kind of a klezmer. If you don't know what klezmer is, you'll hear it in a minute.
Yeah,
it's a very Jewish traditional
sounding, but it's very Jewish thought, and it's right out of the book of Revelation. This is Marty Goetz.
And it's from his CD Sanctuary called Whoever is Thirsty. Listen a little bit of this.
Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever is hungry, let him come. Whoever is needy, let him come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life.
That's Marty Goetz, such a nice Jewish boy, and he's a believer at that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and there he is singing about Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, the giver of the rivers of living water, right out of the book of Revelation.
Right, taking the word from the Jewish perspective and putting it into Jesus, because that's the way God intended it. God, who calls himself the fountain of living waters, Makor Mayim Chaim. Hallelujah.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. If you like hearing a Jewish perspective, and if you think this would be useful to you as you share the gospel with everyone, including Jewish people, get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.